Yo, welcome to the Too Broke in the NYC podcast. This here is Johnny Facts. I'm right here with my boy Axel Flex. Give him a shout out, man.
What's up, everybody?
Yo, this is the podcast where you have two broke dudes talk about their daily lives and the rich, high class New York City that everyone wants to live in but can't afford to. Yo, Axel, yo, you just telling me, like, you and your girl was at a juice shop, and, like, the prices, getting the price of the juice was shocking. Can you elaborate, man?
Yeah, let's just start it from the beginning, right? So, today, I spent the whole day helping her pee in her room.
Mm-hmm.
So, we went Home Depot, we were buying everything. He's like, yo, let's just get a snack, something to drink, go back home, then we come, finish peeing out the room. So, we see, like, this little juice bar. So we stop off, we go inside, and I'm like, yeah, let's just get a small orange juice. And I think she got some type of, like one of these, like, different mixtures with all these different types of juices inside. So I asked the girl that's working there, what's the price? She tells me $12 for two small juices. That works up to $6 each, bro.
12. Did you have a little something on the side? Like a little...
No, it was just two juices. And let me tell you how small they are, Johnny. So, do you know the size of an iPhone?
Which generation are we talking about? You gotta be specific generations, man.
The iPhone 11. Pretty much the size of my phone in my hand right now. You see the size I'm talking about? Not that big.
Dude, that reminds me of... One time in the morning, I just went to a regular juice spot, right? And I want to get myself orange juice. Now, that place makes fresh orange juice. Like, you got to get the fruit, they peel it, they then, like, actually squeeze it and all that. When I went to the counter to pay for it, I'm assuming, yo, that's $2. It's $2. It's just orange juice, right? It cost me $5.
Before you even continue, let me ask you the location of where this vicinity is. Just give me a broad vicinity of where everything was located.
It was in the financial district of New York. It was in the financial
district. So it's one of those places that have avocado and toast.
Don't get me started on avocado toast, dude.
Don't tell me you got it, man. Don't tell me you got it.
It was a different day, but I just saw it on the menu, and I just wanted, and people would just rave about, yo, you gotta try this, man, this avocado toast is the bomb. I ordered it, got it, ate it, and then it was at a little restaurant / breakfast spot. The waitress came in, gave me the bill, $13.50.
Can you tell everybody that's listening how many pieces of toast you got, by the way?
It was one. It was one cut in half. One cut in half diagonally. Just one. And it was cold, man. It was cold. Like, not even the toast. The toast was like burnt a little bit, but it was cold. It was cold, man. So
it was cold, burnt toast. That's what you're trying to say.
Yes, with avocado on top.
How is that even possible? Isn't it supposed to be warm?
Well, apparently the one I have was, it must have been the last one on the shelf or something like that. But that's what I had.
You know what it is, Johnny? I think $10 and below is warm toast, and then when you cross that $10 mark, people don't want to burn their mouth, so they paid a little extra to get it cold. You know what I mean?
Those are some weak people, man, because 13? 13? You know what I could have gotten with that $13? Like, I could have got myself actual breakfast. Get a little eggs, a little bacon on the side, you know, a little ham, some juice.
You don't even gotta think about what you could have gotten. Think about how long you gotta work for that $13, man.
Dude.
It's sure not as fast as you eat that food, that's for sure.
Oh, no. You go to McDonald's, you got a $5 bill on you, you can make that $5 bill work for you. You can get yourself a nice little Big Mac with some fries, sold on the side. Shoot, you might have some leftovers, give you some nuggets. It's not healthy. Not healthy. But you get your money's worth.
You know what's the thing, though? Back when, let's see. Back, like, when we were in middle school, that's, what is it, like, 2008, 2009, if I'm thinking these years correctly. Well, $5 could have got you back then, man. You think about it. You're going out to your local bodega. What you walking out of there with $5? Bacon, egg, and cheese. Mm-hmm. Tropicana. If you want, 2 bags of Doritos. And you know what's the amazing part?
You still have some money left over.
You got some money left over. When you come out of school, you can go back and get 2, maybe 3 more bags of Doritos.
Yeah, compared to now, if you go to a store, a bodega store in Manhattan, you get so a bacon, egg, and cheese, spend $4. You want juice, like orange juice, cost you another $2, so $6. Right? Yeah. Bag of chips, $1. So you spend like what? You spending $8 just for that morning? Just for that morning breakfast?
That's what I'm saying, man. They always say NYC is where the money is at, but it's NYC where you get your money taken.
You get
robbed legitimately out here.
Oh yeah, legally you're getting robbed. Legally you're getting robbed. Like New York back in the day, you used to get robbed up front of a dude and his friends just circling around you saying, "Hey, yo, dude, empty out your pockets, bro. Empty out your pockets." And you got to where you're fighting. But today's time, that dude's not running a nice juice shop. He's super cold.
Toast, that's cold.
That's that disrespectful lunch right there. That's that disrespectful meal right there, man.
Nah, Johnny, he's like, "I'm not gonna hit you with my fist. I'm gonna hit you with some cold toast."
Mm-hmm. And you're gonna like that.
And I'm gonna soften it up with some nice avocado. That's what you're trying to say out here, Johnny.
Yeah, man. Now it is, you're legally getting robbed. Every day you just go buying something in New York. You're legally just getting bought, you know? Legally just getting stolen from.
Man, you just think about it. We live in a place we can't afford. Should we even tell the viewers we can't even afford to live in actual New York City? We gotta live right outside of it. And even then we struggle it.
Oh, dude, tons of people are in New York, but they not live in New York. They live like in like Pennsylvania, New Jersey, what's another one? Connecticut. They just go to work there, but even then, like, shoot, New York, just being there for at least 30 minutes, you're losing money. That's the funny part about New York. If you in the city of Manhattan, 30 minutes, you every second you spent there, you're losing some change.
Mm-hmm. Dude, it's ridiculous, man. Even where I work right now, I got a couple people off in Jersey, a couple people out in upstate New York, too, just because they can get a nice size house for a heck of a lot cheaper than you get out in
Since you're talking about the actual physical locations of residency, right? Like, if I was a broker, if I was selling you apartment buildings, right? And I said, "Yo, Axel, I got me a studio for sale, a studio for rent. Give me a price. Give me a price for the rent for a studio."
Alright, give me the location price.
I'm talking Brooklyn.
Brooklyn studio, looking at easy, depending on the floor you on. I'm saying 3 G's to 4 G's. Heck, if you got one of the really high floor, you're looking at a cool $4,500.
Dude, I was just browsing around. For some odd reason, this is a joint costing like at least 4 G's.
Uh-huh.
and I can play
4G's. So you actually, I was just guessing numbers here, but you actually saw 4G's for a studio.
I saw 4G's is in one of the gentrified places in Brooklyn. Looks like Manhattan, but 4G's.
Did it say what neighborhood? Is it where near the Brooklyn Bridge area?
I don't remember. Been like me and like one of my homies were just like browsing around because like we was wondering how expensive New York is because of gentrification, you know? So we just looked.
All right, so let's look at it this area, Johnny. Four G's a month for a studio. How many roommates do you think you need to be able to even afford that?
Dude, if each roommate is making a grand in their paychecks, it's a grand, you get four. If not, you gotta lie to your landlord and say, no, it's only me. But there's six of y'all in there. There's six of y'all in there.
That's when you gotta hit your landlord with I don't know if you ever watched an anime called Naruto, but every once in a while I practice my shadow clone jutsu.
Mm-hmm. You gotta tell your boys, like, look, legally, there can't be more than two people in here, so you guys gotta come in at dead at night.
Wait, before we even say studio, because it might have some people listening out here that lives out in the suburbs and they're not even familiar with a studio that you're willing to share with four people to get by.
I'm gonna break it down. Alright? So, let me give you a one bedroom. A one bedroom is just this. It's the living room is a rectangle. You have a little bit of a kitchen. You have a little doorway that leads into the bathroom, which is a square. But then you have another doorway at the end of the hallway, which is still in the living room, that leads to a big square, which is now your bedroom. Now, studio, it's a box. It's just a square. And it only has one extra room, which is the bathroom. So essentially, you are practicing to be in jail. That's what it is. You're practicing to be in jail.
Well, last time I checked, jail's free, right?
It's free, but you if you in there, you're gonna have to pay. You have to go pay to stay there. If you do by doing things that you're not proud of, but this ain't the podcast that talks about that.
Gotcha.
You know, they're not exchanging money. They're exchanging services, but not money. Well, if you're lucky, they will take money. If they don't want money, you pray for you, my man.
Interesting. You know, I'm pretty sure to everyone listening out here that's not from New York, if they hear $4,000 a month, they're picturing a nice 5-bedroom house with a master suite for the house owners, which has a walk-in closet, maybe even a bathroom in the bedroom, and then a nice dining room, living room, 2-car garage attached to the house. But you see, you just get a box, just a box.
And no, but here's the crux of it. Here's how they get you. If you look at the description. The reason why it costs that is because it's right by the restaurant districts, it's right by the laundromat, it's right by the subway, stuff that you really don't care about because you just want a place to be at. But they add those features in there saying, look, the reason why the place is this much is because, look, you go to a restaurant, you take care of your laundry, you're close by the subway, you know, so it's much easier for you to get to work. So, of course, it's going to cost you $4,000 to live in a box, you know?
Interesting.
You're going to have fun, though.
So, Johnny, while you're having this really interesting talk, Johnny, I went on Zillow.com, right? Mm-hmm. I just chose at random a state. I ended up choosing Washington. The city is Vancouver. I know nothing about the city or the state. I'm just curious to see what cost of living is there. So take a look at this, right, Johnny? It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom. So mm-hmm. You're not in a box anymore. If you look at this here, the garage is attached to the house, right? Mm-hmm. I'm covering the price right now. I don't want you to see the price, right? I want you to just take a look at this. There, the kitchen has like these nice looking granite countertops. you can drive your car in the garage and then from the garage.
Whoa, there's a garage?
Yeah. The garage is bigger than that place you're talking about in Brooklyn.
Oh, like, it gotta be $5,000. A six, right? It's, you gotta be with the granite.
So the price of the house is $379,000. Now, full disclaimer, Johnny and I are not no real estate agents. We are not nothing of that nature. But according to Zillow, the estimated mortgage payment is $1,792 a month.
You mean for real, bro?
$1,700 a month, Johnny.
How many rooms are you talking about again?
Wow. So it said 3 bedrooms, but 2 bathrooms, so you don't even have to share a bathroom.
Oh.
You can have your own, and then if you want to still have 4 roommates, you can let each one of them share those that other bathroom.
Dude, you got a family in there, you have your wife, 2 kids, you have your own private bathroom, your room, yeah, and your kids go the hallway to use their bathroom.
They even have a backyard with some chairs outside. You can go and chill after work.
Yeah.
You know where we end up? John, let's tell our viewers where we end up chilling after work. On the train home.
We get ourselves a nice piece of beer. We just wait for the train. Just wait for the train after it's going through its train traffics. And just, you know, kick back. Chop things up, and then like once the train arrives, just go home.
So,
17.
This is crazy, man.
17, dude.
$1,700 a month, dude. $1,700 a month.
Dude, I'm gonna break it down to listeners right here. In New York, there's a family of 4 that is paying $2,000 and a 1 bedroom.
Yeah.
That's the reality in New York. Like, there's families paying $2,000 for a small ass place.
Dude. Let me break it down to these viewers, right, John? You know, back like when I told you my middle school story, I'm not 100% sure on the years. I have to go through my yearbook and stuff, but I'm thinking this is like 07 to the 09 range. Just that range when I was in middle school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Back then my parents moved into a 2-bedroom apartment. If I remember correctly, the landlord started us off at $1,000, so $1,050 for the month, right?
Mm-hmm.
We moved out of that place a couple years later. The landlord, I'm not even going to tell you the price right now, but guess how much that 2-bedroom is going for right now?
So it's risen. So you guys had it at $1,050.
So we didn't leave at 1050, though. He kept increasing it, obviously, because, you know, no landlords don't leave it.
So when you first stayed there, it was 1050. Increasing
that's,
it.
That's back like the 07 to 09 ranges when I was in middle school. So we moved in there sometime around that.
I'm guessing $3,000.
So, well, you see, it's Queens. So after he moved out here, he ended up $2,500. But this was no house with 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, or a garage where you can attach. It was a building with 2 bedrooms, so there was no type of garage, there was no type of backyard, there was none of these luxuries that the nice people of Vancouver, Washington is currently experiencing.
Nah, that's robbery right there, man. That is, ooh.
Well, I'm telling you don't get robbed on the street in New York anymore. You just get robbed just for living now, man.
Just, yeah, man. It's like, ooh, $2,500?
Yeah. So you see, man, I don't even know what to tell our viewers besides come see the Empire State Building. Come walk through Times Square. Take all the pictures. But go back home, guys. It's just a robbery out here if you're trying to live here.
Like, just back to the previous conversation of just like you live in a box in that studio that costs $4,000, and it's like it's a box, dude. Like, you don't have no, like, think about this. Think about decorations. It's a living room / kitchen / bedroom. how exactly are you going to decorate the room to keep yourself sane?
Let's even make it a little bit, let's not even put decorations in there, right? New York summers get extremely hot. We're talking 90-degree weather, close to 100 degrees. So you don't want an AC in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to say, you put up the AC, but now New York winters also get very cold. You're talking 30s, 20s. If it's a bad winter, you get down into your single digits. You gonna keep that AC in the window, let the cold breeze come in, or you gonna move it and just put it in your dining room / bedroom floor? Probably where one of your roommates have to end up sleeping now.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, dude. To all the people that are actually doing it right now, you guys are soldiers. Because I don't think I got the spirit to do that. Like, because if you got four roommates, that means you get four beds and a box. Like, you walk, the moment you open, you get your keys, open the door into your place, you just see four bedrooms. Four bedrooms, and like on the side, a little mini kitchen. And then, where are you going to put, where are you going to put the TV? If you want to watch TV, or are you going to put your personal computers on the floor, on a wall?
Yeah.
That's bugging. Because what I expect from a studio is like 500. Because you're not getting anything, right? You're not really getting anything from it.
Think about it, right? Have you ever seen people, what do they call these, like storage units?
Mm-hmm.
People like store stuff. You think about it, a studio is approximately the same size as a storage unit. Technically paying 4 G's to live in a storage unit when you think about it at the end of the day.
And like, I'm just gonna add this in there. The neighborhood's probably not even that great.
No.
It's just not like.
It's not. Like, I mean, the train right down the block, the grocery right down the block, but you can't even shop at the grocery because now they got like these, pure organic groceries in there where
Whole
you're spending
Foods.
Like
speaking of Whole
yeah,
Foods.
Yeah, so let's not even, you're gonna spend $200 to restock your fridge, so you're not gonna want to shop there. You're gonna have to go to the grocery a little bit further out to like get a little affordable groceries.
Mm-hmm. And then
you know what was the crazy part too about all of this, Shani?
What?
All of our viewers in other states, they're like, all right, you go to the grocery, you buy everything, put it in your car, drive back home. Heck, if you live in this house that I'm looking at in Washington, you drive straight in your garage, probably got a fridge in there too, but we gotta hop on the train and go home with that.
And it's New York City subways is if we're talking about robbery, they the highway bandits. Mm-hmm. They are the highway bandits because we're paying.
Get on the subway. You get on the train, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got a bunch of bags in your hand. And you accidentally bump into somebody. What gonna happen?
Yo.
What gonna happen, my friend?
Oh, you just gonna get like, yo, you bump into. You wanna do something? No, put the grocery down. You wanna do something, right? And you trying to apologize? Nah, man, my bad. I just got the groceries on me. No. Forget the groceries, man. You stepped on my Nikes, man. My Jordans. Your mama never told you never step on a man's Jordans? Nah, I gotta be jazzed for that.
And that's when you gotta look at it and be like, my mom don't even know what Jordans are, man. We can't afford that in our house.
Jordans? Your name's not Jordan. I don't know Jordan. Don't know mom. Jordan's the shoe. Sneakers?
And then at that point, he's swinging at you, and you just regret it. You can't afford your bills. Now your groceries is on the floor. Can't afford to buy new ones.
Then you
got a doctor bill you can't afford.
And don't forget. Disorderly conduct. So you want to get yourself a nice $100 ticket. I'm gonna get that. Mail to you.
Oh man. This is the city everybody should be in, man. You'll be on your toes. That's the best way to describe it.
Mm-hmm. Especially at night, man. You when you When you're doing a late night at your work and you're trying to sober your home, you gotta, you cannot fall asleep. Do not fall asleep. Don't fall asleep. I suggest that to everyone, man. Because these young kids out here, these youngins out here, oh, they got no sense. They got no sense. These savages over here, man. These savages. You know what I'm saying, Axel? You know what I'm talking about.
Let's just say they take your phone, they take your wallet. What costs more, that stuff or that 4G landlord charging you?
Hey, the people who just rob you stuff, you at least could leave with something. You know what I'm saying? You at least could leave with something. You know?
Yeah, you're right. You even with a little box to live with.
Cause look, if you were to get mugged in like New York in the old days, you know, the early 2000s, if you at least want to keep your wallet, you just said, you know, man, look, you can have the money in it, but let me keep my wallet. You know, my dad gave me that before he passed away. You think I just keep? Nah, all right, man.
Nah, these kids not be like, nah, you calling me that?
Dude, if that happens. You're more worried about something else.
These new kids will be like, well, daddy taking a bath now.
Oh, to the viewers out here, this is like not believing this. I'm telling you, New York, that's New York on like the worst time. Especially now with COVID. Oh, New York's going bad this old days real quick. You know what I'm saying, man?
You know what's the crazy part about all of this, though, Johnny? Like, think about all these. I don't know if it's the same where you are right now, but where I'm at, grocery prices, like prices at everything, is even more expensive than it was before. And I'm talking just post quarantine, the month of January, February to now, during quarantine. I mean, quarantine got lifted. We're on, I think, stage 3 of like. Everyone going back to work, but things are still expensive, man. Is it the same out by you?
Where I'm at, just a little bit of a bump. But not like New York, man. Like not New York City. Because look, like you said, like we just talking about, like the criminals ain't gotta do nothing legal now. They can just own a business and find the right time to raise the prices. Look, think about this. When COVID first happened, someone on Amazon bought all the hand sanitizer just so he can sell it at a higher price.
Yeah. Why weren't we smart enough to do this?
Well, we're not, you know, scumbags that's going to take advantage of people's panicking, you know?
You see all these bodegas we used to talk about that used to sell $5, you get into breakfast and you get your snacks after school, get replaced by these organic food places, these juice bars. I don't know, man. I feel like these guys are the real criminals out here making everything expensive.
Dude. They justify the pricing for like, look, it's organic. There's no chemicals. You know exactly where it comes from. It costs a little more just to eat this apple. It costs a little bit more.
You know what it is, right? It costs more. You get healthier. You live longer. You work longer. You pay more bills longer. That's the goal. Is the goal. Am I right or am I right, man?
Yeah. Like if you live in Brooklyn, like the new Brooklyn, not the old Brooklyn, it's everyone is health conscious. Everything is health, right? Like they don't like if you smoke, you ain't in the neighborhood. But if you live in there, you paying for a lot of things that you don't care about.
Well, but what I'm curious though is. The guy who gonna punch you in the face for stepping on his joint is health conscious too. That's what I'm really curious about now.
Oh no, dude. That dude who punched you in the face from Jordans right now?
Yeah.
Beanies. Break and entering.
To steal the organic food, that is, right?
Of course. Of course. Yeah, yeah. She goes right to the fire escape.
He walking past all the jewelry, the money. He's like, nah, man. I want this protein shake and this organic tomatoes. I'm going to go home, make myself a nice tomato salad. Nice protein after I'm done punching somebody in the face. Keep my day moving.
One day at a time. One day at a time. Maybe the next place to go to is still some spinach, some nice organic eggs, some Himalayan salt. You know, make myself a nice egg omelet and just do it again.
What a life, John.
Yeah, that's New York life. That's New York City life. So all I gotta say is just. All the people who live in Manhattan, y'all guys are crazy, man. Because, man, expensive. It is expensive to live there. If someone tells me they live in Manhattan, you're paying for all our restaurants' bills.
Dude, let me make this pretty clear. I'm not going to say where I work at on the podcast, obviously, right, Johnny? But I work at a company with other people. These other people, we all get paid around the same amount of money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now I hear my coworkers, they're living just a couple blocks away from the office. And to the viewers out there, I'll give you the general vicinity. I work in the financial district within Manhattan. So as Johnny was going through just the food prices there, you can't imagine the rent prices. My monthly paycheck can't even cover the rent, so I'm not gonna ask my coworkers how to cover this, but then they always bring up the roommate that they live with, all three roommates, four roommates, and then even when you divide this rent, it's like, wait a minute, you're left over with about $400 maybe after you pay your rent, after you split it with your roommates, so you're just living month by month. Why, dude?
They're a different breed of people, man. Different breed of people. Like, I can't do that. I can't have four roommates. And then, yeah, after dividing up all the living costs, living expenses, and I'm stuck with, like, say, $200, I'm going to be then going to the bar and party. Like, nah, I ain't doing that.
And the amazing part, right? They tend to buy takeout more often for lunch every day. I'm just sitting there with my food from home there going to places such as Chopped Salad, or I don't know if you ever heard of Dig In, but you're looking at around $10 to $15 a lunch meal right there.
Dude, I know Dig In. I walked in because I walked in, saw the pricing, walked out, went to the dumps.
You see, I had it a couple of times. I'm going to tell you, the mac and cheese is scrumptious. So, shout out to Dig In. If anybody's in Manhattan and they want some really good mac and cheese, definitely head on over. But, yeah, no, it's out of my price range. I'll have it every once in a while if I really crave that mac and cheese.
Hey, look, I'd rather go to Sticky Fingers, man. I'd rather go to Sticky Fingers and just have...
So I'm not sure people are. I'm not sure if Stickies is like in other places or just a Manhattan thing, but Stickies to everyone that's listening. Same thing with Dig In. I guess let's just sidetrack back to Dig In. Dig In is a kind of organic, healthy food-based place where you go in. You think of it as a Chipotle because everyone knows what a Chipotle is like. Mm. It's just like that. More veggies, more fruits. I'd say more meat options because they're like chicken, meatballs, things like that. And then they have like the mac and cheese that I said. My bowl ends up not being as healthy because I get 2 spoons of mac and cheese and I just tell them cut out the salad. You know? So, but it's kind of a build your own bowl, health, supposed to be healthy bowl. I made my bowl unhealthy. So that's Dig In to anyone that's listening that's not sure what it is. Everyone that's from Manhattan, from New York, you live in the area, I'm sure you may have seen it. It's good. Try it every once in a while, but be prepared to spend too much money for that bowl. Stickies, it's chicken poppers and french fries, which I think most people would be familiar with. Chicken poppers is, it's pretty much bite-sized chicken fingers. What I like about Stickies is, correct me if I'm wrong here, the box of Stickies is around $10 to $12.
Mm-hmm.
But that can feed you, depending on how much you eat, twice.
You get that for lunch?
After two meals. Is it the same for you, Johnny?
Dude, I get that for lunch, and then I get that for dinner. And I only one box. Like, that's how big the portions are. The thing about some of these restaurants in New York City, is you spend, say, $20. Like, somehow you spend $20 on an item, mm-hmm. and the serving size is, like, the size of your hand.
Yeah. And, you know, we don't even gotta go back to the $20 place. Let's just jump right back to Diggin, where you're spending around, like, $12 to $15 for that bowl. It's a one-meal bowl, whereas Stickies, you're spending 10 to 12. I haven't been Stickies in a little while, so I'm sorry anybody listening, my price is a little off, but it's around that. You divide that by two, because you're getting about two meals, you're looking at $5 to $6 a meal, whereas spending 12 to 15 at Diggin, you go to, like, because people are very, very big on salad to be healthy, and there's nothing wrong with being health conscious, so shout out to everyone that's doing it, but you're looking at what, $10 to $15 from one of these salad shops, and that's a one meal thing. Like,
and you can, and, hey, if you wanted to be eating salads every day, you could have went to the market and just make your own salad at home to bring to work with you.
But not the organic market though, Johnny. Come on. You're looking at probably end up spending maybe your $7 making that yourself, and then you gotta put the time in. So that's probably why you guys end up at Chopped and all just salad, you know?
True, because, like, in New York, Uber Eats is king. Uber Eats, Dashin,
DoorDash.
And yeah. Well, what's another one? I forgot. There was, like, one more. Uber Eats, DoorDash, and Postmates, yes.
You know what really amazes me about these apps, though? So, the meal would be about $12 to $15, right? Then there's a delivery fee on top of that. And I think they charge, like, a service charge, and then you tip the dude. So, you're looking at $20+ for something that costs $12 to $15, and people do it all the time, and I just don't get why.
Dude,
why or how? Like, why?
It's laziness, but it's laziness, but also mixed with, like, us, like, just with stubbornness. Because look, I actually got the Uber Eats app for, like, one time, and I was hanging out with my friend at his place. And we didn't want to go walk to this chicken waffle place, right?
Okay.
So we was like, okay, let's just order. It shouldn't cost that much because it's close by.
Yeah.
It cost it all together, like, for just for my order, $30. Mm-hmm. So now we're gonna split this between two people, three people.
Mm-hmm.
We walk. Yeah. At the end of the day, we just walk there. We walk there, and I spend around $10 for my order. He spent around $8 for his order, and we call it a day.
You know, and the crazy part, a lot of these food places too, right? They have deals. If you go on these apps, I don't know if you ever realize it, but you know they don't have the deals from these restaurants. I'll give you a good example. Me and my girl, we wanted Popeyes a while back, so we tried to use the app because where her house is located, there is no Popeyes in walking distance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'll need to take a bus or whatever the case is to get to one. So, actually, there's one that you can get to by bus, and then there's one you can get to by train. So, whichever way you want to go. Get on. You know Popeyes is famous for that $5 box, right?
Yeah,
so to anyone that's not familiar that's listening, Popeyes has these $5 box specials. Get some
I'm messing up right now.
It comes with, whatever meat variety special they have at the time.
Like, yeah, chicken tenders.
Cajun fries. Yeah, because having like sometimes a shrimp, sometimes a chicken tenders, maybe maybe some wings, be the Cajun fries, and then it'll be a biscuit. So it's supposed to be $5. So we go on the app, and that isn't there. It's not there at all. So we're like, all right, maybe we can just get something else. They have the full price Popeyes menu. Johnny, have you ever looked at Popeyes' actual menu to see how expensive they are?
Dude.
People don't go to Popeyes unless they got a deal. I'm going to be honest with you.
Dude. Try to get a bucket. It's expensive. Try to get a bucket. That's going to cost $15.
Yeah, no, like, so at that point, we're like, all right, no, forget it. We ended up going to the Popeyes. We went there. The $5 box is there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the $5 box is there, and they had a special. I think it was like 11 pieces for $13.99 or whatever. And the app, that was coming up to over $30. And we're just there like, no way. It's just ridiculous, dude. And people shop on these apps all the time. All the time.
And you wasn't making a healthy choice. Those Popeyes, like, just imagine you going like the healthy side on all these fast foods, right? You want, instead of getting a regular hamburger, you're gonna get yourself a grilled turkey burger, right? Mm-hmm. So a regular hamburger, let's just for example, will cost you maybe $3. But if you want that grilled turkey burger with some with one leaf lettuce on it, with some onion. Little bit of honey mustard mayonnaise on it, that's gonna run you by $6.
Alright, so, you know, me, I like to pull stuff up while we're having these conversations. I want you to take a look at this, right, Johnny?
Mm-hmm.
On the Uber Eats app right now from Popeyes, 12 pieces chicken family meal. This was the same thing that I said ended up being, remember what I told you the price? It was under $15, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay, guess his price on the app.
$35.
$31.99.
Ah.
But you know, you're getting close, because you gotta add in the tax, you gotta add in the fees, you gotta add in the delivery fee, then the tip to dude. You're looking at over $40 easy for something. And with tax at the Popeye restaurant, $15, man. What? In this meal, let me click and see if I can get some details to the viewers, right? It's 12 pieces, signature chicken, 2 large sides, and 6 biscuits. Nah, that is not no $32 to me, man. Not at all.
Yeah, nah, all I gotta say is just like, yo, New York is a pretty place. It's interesting places. Like, New York is a place where if you just take a left or a right turn randomly, you walk into something interesting. You're never bored in New York. Never be bored in New York. But you're paying tax. You're paying New York tax. New York tax is just like, if you want to go to this museum, pay money. You want to go to this restaurant, pay money. If you want to go to which is now starting to get popping, a VR arcade, that's going to cost you some money.
I guess that's the thing. A lot of the coworkers that I have, they're not originally like born and raised in New York. They're from other states, and they said their main motive to moving to New York is because they were bored. So that is very, very true. You're never going to be bored in New York, but be prepared
to spend,
to pay for this entertainment. You gotta pay for it, man. Like people say, you gotta pay to play.
Yeah, no. Like, that is the trade-off. Because, like I mentioned earlier before, when you're, like, for that apartment in Brooklyn, it costs, like, $5,000. You're paying for the area. You're not paying for the actual, you're not paying for just the room. You're paying for the area. You're paying for the restaurants. You're paying for the convenience of the transportation to the subway. You're paying for the closeness of these healthy markets. You're paying for everything around you. So if you're a person that really don't care about what's going on outside, you just care more about the inside, not a good trip for you. It's not gonna be a good trip for you.
And you know, I'm sure some of the viewers, the listeners, they're probably thinking, well, these two guys are idiots. It's so expensive, their rent's so expensive. Why would they buy a place? Let's just disclose to these listeners, you're spending 4 G's on rent every month. What are you saving for this house down payment in a New York place? Zero.
No.
Zero.
And don't hit me up with this whole, like, if you got roommates, divide up the price, divide up the cost. Answer this quick question. Are you, like, willing to split the cable bill, the internet bill, the all these utility bills, and then also deal with new personalities in the same spot that you are?
See, like, you know, the roommates is one thing. You know, you do what you do to make buy, to save money, whatever the case is, right? But even when you do that in New York City nowadays, let's just say your ultimate goal is to buy your building, buy your house, whatever. Like, you just think about it. Average place in New York, average, you're looking at, not even Manhattan. You can't touch Manhattan unless you have a net worth of 7, 8, 9 figures. It's out of range for it. Most people are not in the 1%. Brooklyn's starting to get that same way. You need like $1 million to buy a place. I mean, Queens is the same way. Long Island, for people that aren't familiar, it's like the suburbs of New York. It's not as expensive, but it's still very expensive. You're looking at $500,000 and up for a house, and how long you gonna save for that? You know what I mean?
The New York is, I'll give it 5 years. All the people that, like, been in New York for, like, years are slowly are going to be out.
Yeah. And, you know, to add on to that, right, when post-COVID I would be on the train, you'd hear people talking on the phone. You'd see a lot of the older folks that looks like they're getting close to retirement. They'd be on the phone, and it always sound like, you know, they're talking to a real estate agent. Like, did you get any viewings from my house or whatever the case is? And it sounds like a lot of these people, they're selling their places to go and retire elsewhere, because then they'd be like, yeah, you know, as soon as this place is sold, I'm going down to Florida, or I'm going down to Georgia, where something's affordable. I'm pretty sure they're banking a nice $1 million, going and chilling. Don't blame them. I wish I bought a house back when they did, but unfortunately I wasn't born.
Dude, we actually, well, not personally know someone did that, but we both worked at a place where, like, one of the founders created this business in New York City, but once he reached old, like, he reached that old age, he went straight to Florida. He only comes up just to visit the company, but he's living up down in Florida. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's a smart move, because it's so much cheaper. And, you know, not just Florida. Like I showed you, let me go back to this tab real quick. Vancouver, Washington. I would live in this nice house in a heartbeat. It looks like a quiet neighborhood, have lovely neighbors, have a huge backyard. I mean, there's huge garage. Man, the garage is the size of a house out in New York. I ain't even going front on you, bro. I'm sure the folks out there, I may be wrong, because, like I said, I'm not familiar with the area, but the kids out there in their early 20s, let's say they're bored, they want to live in a big city, then they come to Manhattan, and it's Manhattan's fun. There's a bar on every block. There's 8 storefronts. On each storefront, almost everyone's a restaurant in Manhattan / block. It's a great place to be.
Well,
it's just expensive, man.
Well, not now. Like, thanks to this COVID-19?
You know, all these things are disclosed in this post-COVID. Things are opened up very selectively. Like, when I went in the Jewish bar today, there was someone standing outside, I guess traffic control in a sense, where making sure there's the right amount of people going in, going out. Luckily, the time we went, it wasn't like lunchtime or whatever the case might have been, so we were able to walk straight in. But I'm sure once lunchtime hit, people was going to come and they would just get a little busy, long lines. But that's the thing you get used to in New York, because it's the lines.
Oh, yeah, and the shoving. Don't get the shoving, bumping.
Yeah, just make sure you're not going to shove it, though. That's the most important.
Hey, unless you got hands. Unless you get
hey, when you're two hands is holding your groceries, you don't got hands.
No. In New York, whatever you, if you about to get down to a fight in New York, you drop whatever you're holding. Just throw down. You have to. Yeah. You or if you want to be dirty, you toss it. So if you got yourself a bag full of milk, you toss the milk right at the dude, and you just give him a nice two piece.
Come on, man. You can't mess up your shots like that. I'm not shots. I mean shorts. You can't mess up your shots like that.
Hey, as long as he doesn't have black Air Force Ones, I'm good. If he does,
you mean this in New York, man. You mean the Tim's? As long as you don't have the Tim's.
Oh no, you might be doing Tim's, and it's summer. It is summer. He's still wearing Tim's. Oh no, that's a savage. That's a savage right there.
Yeah. The moment you walk in the train, it's the middle of August. You see a guy wearing Tim's. If you value your life, do not stand next to the man. Because if you touch that man's Tim, you're done.
And be very worried if he's listening to a Chicago song. He lives in New York, but he's listening to drill music. Not a great mix.
Oh, dude.
New York is a great spot if it wasn't for the prices.
I don't want to discourage anyone from New York that's listening, because obviously we're still here. We're here for a reason. The main reason A is my job is here, and it won't allow me to work elsewhere. That's probably main reason one. But New York is where I grew up, spent my life. I know everything about the state, well, about the city, that is. I can't say I know much about upstate New York. Know everything about the place, and it's great. You will never be bored, but just be prepared to be broke.
Yeah, like just.
And be prepared to be too broke in the NYC.
Yeah, no, because New York is not only just a place of business; it's also a place where there's like a lot of creative like opportunities, a lot of creative artists. Yeah. You know, because you grew up in New York City back in the early 2000s, man, when hip-hop really was popping, when we had 50 Cent playing in the background, hip-hop was at its highest in New York, you know?
Dude, I wish we was the age we're at now back then. Just imagine going to the club, listening to 50 Cent jamming out and stuff, man.
You hear Lil Wayne playing?
Yeah.
Oh, that was fire back in the day. You have Lil Wayne, you have Drake. I mean, Drake, he's still good now, but when he first came out, yo. His No New Friends started from the bottom, now we hear. Come, dude, I still play that song to this day. Started from the bottom, now we here. Come on.
Alright, so you see, one of my favorite Drake albums is Thank Me Later. My girl, on the other hand, she's not a fan of that album. What is your take on it?
What was the album name again?
Thank Me Later.
Is that the album that, did it came right before I had to take care?
Just hop on Spotify really quick. I think it should have the years on here. So Thank Me Later came out in 2010. Which album you said?
Take Care. Is it before Take Care?
It's right before Take Care. So my girl says Take Care is one of his better albums instead of Thank Me Later. And Thank Me Later is the one that had the songs Over, Up All Night with Nicki Minaj, on Fancy with him and Swizz Beatz and T.I., Unforgettable with Miss Me, Find Your Love, Thank Me Now, Fireworks with Alicia Keys. Come on, man. The album was fire.
I'll be honest with you, man.
I got a song called Fireworks.
I'll be honest with you, man. I gotta agree with your girl because one song, Find Your Loving, was the only song I was vibing with, but I like to take her out more.
No, no, man. Yeah, are we able to, like, do some type of ballad on the podcast? Just get the viewers' opinion, get the listeners' opinion, man. gotta get this
vocal. In the future, we're gonna do a poll just to see which album was album's more popular. Because I say it's Take Care.
So Take Care. I'm going through these songs right now. Like some fire songs. I'd say my favorite is The Motto. That song was very big back then. Very, very big. But come on, man. Thank You Later was fire too.
I'm not saying the song sucked. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I'm more akin to the Take Care album. You know, it's like let's go more recent. Like, are you a fan of the Six God album or the album before that? Because Six God.
I'll go with the Six God. I would go with the Six God.
And yeah, like that album is a great album to me, even though Drake did not write all the songs.
Yeah.
You know, like that album is like my favorite album. The next album I'm a fan of is, hang on, let me get on my Spotify right now. Cause is the recent one he made where it has Kiki, Do You Love Me? I'm Sad. The song to reply back to when Pusha T, when he dissed Drake, and then let me see, hang on, let me just look at Scorpion, yeah, I prefer that album before the More Life album that had Drake's dad on it. No, you're not feeling it?
I really did like Scorpion. Scorpion was pretty good, in my opinion. Scorpion came out Summertime, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, they're pretty good at dropping it. It was, like, perfect, like, summertime songs. I think that's why I would vibe with Scorpion so much.
Especially Kiki, Do My... Dude, Kiki, Do You Love Me?
That song was big, man, when it came out. It was big.
Dude, you saw the music video? The music video was, like, a fun 90s flashback to the old movies.
But you saw how many people was making, like, their own videos just because of the song, man? That's to tell you how fire the album was. Like, you can't say the album was it. That album was definitely fire.
And, yo, just... Let me just, to all the people right now who was just saying no, right, just saying no to themselves, like, nah, that's not a fire album. Just, like, yo, yo, I'm upset. Non-stop, you can. That has to be on the top list of songs. Like, cause that dude, that song is very energetic. I can't even put words to it. Mob ties, come on. God's Plan. It's on like the middle for me. The music video is fire, though. But the song itself is like, it's alright, but dude, Non-Stop, the song, come on. Smoking Mad Chicken.
Let's just go back in time a little bit, because you mentioned 50 Cent. Which would be the album you'd give it to him, like, give the credit to him for? I would say The Massacre.
The Massacre, Get Rich or Die Trying, man.
Yes, Get Rich or Die Trying would be, actually, you're right, that's option number one, because the song was fire. I'm looking through the list now, you're right, In the Hood is a Get Rich or Die Trying. I don't know why I thought it was a Massacre. But then Massacre would have to be number two, no?
Yeah. I'm more into Get Rich or Die Trying, because, like, one of my three songs is on.
I messed up the song because I don't know why I thought 21 Questions and In the Hood was in The Massacre, which that's comp- completely my mistake. I don't even know why I thought that not looking at it. And in the club. Yeah, no.
Not like, dude, the song Heat, yo. I play that song every day, man. When he put when he mentions in the verse that, like, I don't even care if DA plays this. That was cold. That was cold. That was his chorus.
You know what was fire? You know what 50 Cent did was fire, though? When he did those couple songs with the game in the documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Either Love It or what's the other one. I think it was How We Do.
Mm-hmm.
Those two was fire. Yeah, it's Hate or Lover, How We Do. Those two. Man, I'm telling you, go back to 2005.
Dude, you can't even forget about Many Men.
Mm-hmm.
Many Men.
And the best part about all of this, dude, pretty sure back then the bacon, egg, and cheese was $1.25.
So you eating that affordable bacon, egg, and cheese with a can of Pepsi. Little bit of, and you have little gum afterwards, and you're just jamming out listening to these songs, man. But one thing I will say, though, is, like, I'm glad that these artists and these albums came out back in those thousands, not just because of the pricing, but more on, these are way too violent, like, violent albums. So, if you have social media in the mix, it'd be crazy. You can't lie. With social media and Twitter.
I'll stop you there, Johnny. I'll stop you there. You see this whole topic right there? That's an episode on its own. We gotta keep these viewers into something now. And we go there, that's gonna be its own episode. Heck, that might even be its own season right there. Let's not dive in it all on episode one for these guys and girls.
Yeah, oh yeah, you're right. You're right, man. You're right. Yeah. This is gonna save on the next one, man. Cause that,
yeah, like today's episode, everybody that's listening out here, we wanna give you a perfect view of what we go through on our daily expenses, on our thoughts on living in Vancouver, Washington. Maybe I might even live up Florida on the next episode. Mm-hmm. Just gotta stay tuned. You know what I mean, Johnny?
Yep, yo, stay tuned, share this, you know, put a like on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to hear more, yo, we're gonna release this, we do this like every week, every once a week. You know, so look forward to that.
Just look out for us. And we will be there, guaranteed.
Definitely, man. Yo, this is the Two Broken NYC podcast. Hope y'all.
And your boy Alex.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, Johnny. This is Two Broke Dudes in the NYC, and this is your boy Alex Flex and
Johnny Fax.
And we're signing out for today.
Yep. So, yo, keep it cool in NYC.
Keep it affordable.